Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
As carefree as they generally appear to be, children, like adults, can be afflicted with mental disorders. Today on Healthline, we look at some of the common mental health issues affecting Jamaican children. Stay with us. Common mental health disorders seen in Jamaican children include anxiety disorders.
Anxiety disorders is when they respond to certain situations with fear and dread. You see nervousness, rapid heart beating and sweating.
Pervasive developmental disorders.
These are when children are confused with their thinking and generally confused with their environment for one reason or the other.
And disruptive behavior disorders.
These are kids who tend to defy rules and are often disruptive, for example, in school. We are also very aware and see a lot of learning and communication disorders. And these are children who have problems storing information and processing information. And quite commonly, we see the affective or mood disorders. This is where children present with depression, for example, and they might be consistently irritable or frequently angry. Those are the more common kinds that we see here.
Child psychologist and family therapist, professor of psychology at Northern Caribbean University, Dr. Orlene Brown Earl. Signs a child may be struggling with a mental health challenge include abuse of drugs or alcohol, inability to cope with daily problems or activities, changes in school performance, loss of friends,
an increase in time spent alone, a lot of worrying, persistent nightmares, persistent disobedience or aggressive behavior, lots of interesting things or persons that they usually have fun around or with. These are symptoms of some of the childhood mental disorders.
Childhood mental disorders can result from psychological trauma, environmental stress, or they may be hereditary.
Hereditary because we all know that mental disorders run in families. So if you have an uncle or a grandfather who have a particular mental disorder, it can be passed to the parents, to the children, through the genes. Then there is also the issue of the biology. We know that particular brain regions control varying areas, emotion, thinking, and perception. And if a child has had trauma, that can lead to a change in their personality or their mood. And if there's no help given for that in terms of physical help from medical practitioners, then this new mood will persist and possibly become worse.
Mental health disorders in children may also be triggered by psychological trauma, such as emotional, sexual, or physical abuse, and loss of a loved one or close family member without sufficient grief counseling being provided. Neglect may also negatively impact a child's mental health.
A child who they know their father or they know their mother, but their parent doesn't even come around to visit them. If they don't have other forms of support, that trauma can cause some emotional distress, which may lead to a mental disorder.
Environmental stressors take into account events such as an earthquake or hurricane or repeated exposure to vulnerable situations.
You have these kids who they go to school by themselves every day. You know, they're vulnerable to predators. And a predator might have approached them once or twice. They complain to parents or teachers, they're ignored, and this persists for a period of time, and the environmental stressor causes them to become mentally disordered.
Child psychologist and family therapist, professor of psychology at Northern Caribbean University, Dr. Orlene Brown Earl. That's all the time we have for today, but come back next week, same time, same station, for a look at treatment for mental disorders in children. We'll also share how parents can contribute to raising children with good mental health. To hear this program again, go to our website at jis.gov.jm/radio and click on Healthline. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Take care.
JCDC and the Tourism Enhancement Fund present Jamaica Made, the main audience day's experience of the 2016 Jamaica Visual Arts Exhibition, Jamaica Conference Center, April 24, Exhibition Launch, April 29, Schools Arts Day Out, May 8, Award Ceremony. Enjoy the exhibition free, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. View and vote for the best Jamaican art pieces. Participate in the public mural and make it and share it project and much more. Visit www.jcdc.gov.jm for further details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.